3. Biosphere Reserves. Each of the tiny red lamps on the globe marks a biosphere reserve. Krefeldsjö Vattenrike is just one of a network of 600 worldwide that have been approved by the UN agency UNESCO. These include mangrove swamps in Ghana, forests of bamboo in China's inaccessible mountain regions, and parts of the Dead Sea Basin in the deserts of Jordan. The lowest point on the surface of the planet, 420 meters below sea level. By comparison, the lowest point in Sweden is 2.41 meters below sea level, and it's right here in Krefeldsjö Vattenrike Biosphere Reserve. Our nearest biosphere neighbour is the Blekinge Archipelago, where work is taking place to conserve the natural values of the coast. Biosphere reserves exist to show how nature and people can develop hand in hand. The key is to conserve and develop nature's resources in a sustainable way. But what exactly is the biosphere? Look at the revolving blue globe and imagine it's an apple. The thin outer skin of the apple that you sometimes peel away corresponds to the planet's biosphere, the thin layer that is home to all life on Earth. It's clear that we need to coexist in harmony in so fragile an environment as this. Many initiatives are already underway in Krefeldsjö Vattenrike Biosphere Reserve to strengthen the bonds between human life and the rest of nature. One that has attracted particular attention is the Crane Project at Pulken, close to Ingsjö. Only a few years ago, many farmers were hostile towards these birds. Migrating cranes landed and ate up spring sowing en route to their summer breeding and feeding grounds in the north. Today, birds and farmers have learned to live side by side, and the dancing cranes attract tourists from throughout southern Sweden and Denmark. Another concrete example of progress is the multifunctional golf course in Aarhus. Exquisite examples of the flora of sandy grasslands, bracken thyme, sand pinks, biting stonecrop, and many more besides, thrive happily among the six irons on the fairways and in the rough. At weekends, we show a special film here in the Naturum about biospheres. Ask staff for details of the times. It's about people and nature coexisting, living side by side in order to survive. We are getting better at this, and today we can already see the positive effects of our efforts, results that we didn't even dare to dream of just 10 years ago. For example, a pair of peregrine falcons is nesting on top of the water tower here in the very heart of Krefeldsjö. We have placed a web camera inside the nest so that everyone can follow the fledgling's progress from the moment they emerge from their eggs to when they first take to the air without disturbing them. Talk about reality TV. If you too would like to take to the air, we recommend a flight in the Opteryx. There it is, parked in the middle of the Naturum. Ask staff if there are any vacant seats, and you can set off straight away. Otherwise, while waiting for your flight, why not take a look at what's under the surface of the water? Proceed to the aquarium and press 4.